On the West Coast, there's probably more written on how to get rid of native big-leaf maple trees than how to grow them. They're often just used for low-value pulp. But now they're beginning to make money right where they stand by being tapped for maple syrup. Correspondent Anna King explains.
Now is prime tree tapping time. Freezes at night and thaws during the day help the sap run. At Neil's Big Leaf Maple Syrup Farm north of Seattle, owner Neil McLeod says tapping big leaf maple sap is like fishing in Alaska.
When the fish were there, didn't matter what the weather was, you fished or the fish went by. Sap is the same thing. I have to be on it when it's running. I have to be out there no matter what the weather, no matter what day it is. I'm out there collecting sap.
Inside McLeod's sugar barn, he's cooking down the raw tree sap. It's a maple-scented sauna in here. It takes 60 to 100 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of finished syrup. McLeod is the first commercial producer in the state, and he's tapping like mad.
If I'm successful, I'm starting a whole new industry in Washington State.
He's got 1,200 taps on 200 acres. He's planting thousands more trees and looking for additional land leases. He's even in negotiations with Washington State to tap government lands. More than 60 miles south of Seattle, toward Mount Rainier National Park, is the University of Washington's experimental pack forest. Here, workers are stringing wire and plastic tubing from tree to tree. The thin tubes run from each big leaf maple tap to a larger main line that runs downhill. The gravity of the steep grade creates a vacuum that pulls sap from the trees through the tubes into a main collection vat. Greg Edel manages Pack Forest. He says syrup production in the Northwest could change forests. Right now, maples aren't often planted back after commercial logging.
We have progressively lost big leaf maple from the system.
A $500,000 USDA grant is helping to pay for this whole operation.
And so this big leaf maple syruping project provides an opportunity to find another way to use big leaf maple, to keep big leaf maple in the system, and to help us have more diverse forests.
Producers say they are having trouble keeping up with demand for Washington tapped syrup. It's going for around $2 an ounce wholesale.
What I like about this maple syrup is not only just like the sweetness, but there is a little bit of like umami and earthiness.
Brady Williams is the executive chef at Canlis, a high-end restaurant in Seattle. He buys gallons of big leaf maple syrup at a time. Williams whips together cream and maple syrup, then serves it with Idaho sturgeon, caviar, and Stroop waffles. He likes Washington's big leaf maple syrup because it tastes like vanilla, caramel, and smoke.
To me, it tastes how it feels up there, right? Which is, I think, what we're going for.
He says, like a fine wine, the maple syrup has its own terroir. I'm Anna King in Seattle.